And now on with the news. There's always much to entertain in Norwich. This week the Royal Norfolk Show is underway, and it really is a royal occasion. We start with two stories about the visit by Prince Charles to the Royal Norfolk and his meetings with two and four-legged guests. Then we will learn about forthcoming entertainment in Norwich City Centre, where there will be special events every Thursday evening throughout the summer. The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall explored the sights, sounds and smells of the Royal Norfolk Show during an afternoon visit. Their appearance coincided with an announcement of £557,000 of funding for rural projects in Britain from the Prince's Countryside Fund, which was set up by Prince Charles in 2010. The fund exists to improve the prospects of family farm businesses and the quality of rural life. During his visit, the Prince met representatives from projects which benefit from the fund, including Norfolk's Broads Reed and Sedge Cutters Association, the Tinder Foundation and the Soil Association. Claire Saunders, director of the Prince's Countryside Fund, said, "It was fantastic to announce our latest round of funding at one of the UK's most renowned countryside shows." The couple began their visit at the Broads Village, where they talked to representatives from the Broads Authority and set foot aboard a small boat, the Liana, on the lake. They spoke to Ray Edwards, sales office manager at Norwich-based Plastic Building Supplies, which has been coming to the show for 15 years. Prince Charles then went to visit the Discovery Zone, where he was introduced to scores of excited schoolchildren and saw some rare breeds at Mr. Morkin's Marquee.
Prince Charles spent plenty of time getting to know the four-legged guests at the Royal Norfolk Show. As a patron of the Rare Breed Survival Trust, the RBST, he visited Mr. Morkin's Marquee on the showground. He was guided round by Gail Sprake, RBST trustee, and was introduced to some sheep breeders. He also chatted to members of the Disc Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers, several of whom were taking part in a sheep to shawl challenge. Over the two-day show, the members will take wool sheared from Norfolk Horn sheep, which will be hand-spun and woven into two Ruana wraps. These garments will then be auctioned to raise money for the RBST. During his tour, Prince Charles spoke to Guild member Nicola Knott. She said, "His Royal Highness was asking about looming and he was very impressed about how the wool had gone from sheep to shawl. He demonstrated a lot of knowledge and was nice to meet him. He was very interested in what we're doing." The Prince was also introduced to a Suffolk Punch horse and spoke to Jeff Hallett, president of the Suffolk Horse Society. Mr. Hallett said it was a great privilege and honour, and he was showing considerable interest in the Suffolk Punch breed and the precarious nature of its gene pool. He's very interested in the future of rare breeds. There are only 500 Suffolk Punches registered in the UK, with between 25 and 28 stallions among them.
Corners of the city will be transformed into stages every Thursday evening from today as Norwich Bid brings back its annual free summer events. With a variety of street performers from around the city, helped along the way by visitors from Covent Garden, the concept began 3 years ago as an aim to bring more people into the centre for later opening hours in the shops. This year will include Gentleman's Walk, St Gregory's Green, Hay Hill, London Street, Timber Hill and Chapelfield Plain. Rachel Fretter of Norwich Bid said, "Each year it has been bigger and better. From the first year we had three areas in the city open, and now we have spread over five different areas. The initial idea behind it was supporting the early evening economy, including bars, restaurants, and also late night shopping on Thursdays. It's a 10-week programme every Thursday evening starting at 4:40 p.m. and going through till 8 o'clock at night."